Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
CNN is saying that they think the count will be done by later today.
Oh.
So by the time your show airs on our station, it might be outdated, much like the music on Rob's old show.
I would also say the fact that if you are asking for a daughter's hand, you're expecting a yes.
Yes, that's right.
You don't call if you think there's a glimmer of doubt. So it is more of, I guess, a sign of respect.
Now, what is anything else? What's the Asian experience?
Well, I think out of respect, you do meet with the family and ask. It's pretty much like the Latin culture.
Latino, yeah.
In my case, Dee did not. Which is why we haven't seen him since.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Election Central. My name is Mike O'Mara, and we have breaking news out of the great state of Iowa. The great news is that I can only see one half of Rob Spiewak's face.
Which half?
We're calling Iowa. We're calling Iowa and KCJJ, home of Mr. Steve Bridges. Hello?
Oh,
we're on hold.
Hawkeye Nation. Okay. Mighty
1630,
KCJJ,
yes. Only radio affiliate.
The Mighty.
Let's see what happens.
It's the Hurteen and Stalker jingle, Mike.
Democracy in crisis.
Iowa City's news first.
Morning to you. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Oh. It's going to be cloudy and 29.
Captain Steve.
For today, it is 29.
He sounds right energetic.
29, you would as well.
Up to 30 miles an hour. Hey, Tommy. It sounds like...
Tommy Lang?
Gotta be.
Yeah. No like, Hunter today. It's an important day today, so...
We shoved Hunter off.
Hunter, no. Couldn't handle it.
Actually, Hunter, the guys got kicked off.
He worked all night.
Good.
Yeah.
we got the right guy there.
Thank you very much.
Knock it off.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. All right. Democracy in crisis. we don't call very often anymore, but when we call, we damn well make sure it's important. This is Mike O'Mara from your afternoon show, The Mike O'Mara Show, calling you from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
From the future.
Where we are experiencing democracy in crisis. This is the spotlight is on the great state of Iowa. Steve Bridges, and I'm, you know, by the way, may I say, tremendous call. Bringing Lang in for this.
Yeah.
This is a tremendous... You know what? I'm sorry that you need... for a big story, you need a big man with a big brain.
It's like when they used to bring Brinkley in just for election night.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, and now I feel all is right with the world, Steve, that it's you and Tommy Lang out there covering this. You're in the belly of the beast now. What the hell is going on?
Well, unlike Brinkley, I don't have to prop Tommy up.
Well, that's not true. Not anymore.
Yeah, we know the history. We don't need to dwell on that. Anyway,
it's a cluster. I mean, it really is. It's ridiculous. And I, you know, went to the caucus last night. I was for Biden. We didn't qualify.
How'd that work out for you?
Not good.
Tommy.
You know, it was like you looked at the burning people, and it was like facing Woodstock.
You sound a little bitter, Steve. You sound a little bitter.
I'm a little bitter. Yeah. I didn't mind. You know, all the they sat in a circle, a drum circle. And that was kind of disconcerting.
So I'm sorry to hear that your favorite candidate, Stammy the Stammerer, didn't qualify.
That's
mean. That's mean. Hey, look, you know what, Steve? You know I'd pull the lever for him. I'd pull the lever for him if he's the nominee. Come on. And by the way, the one thing I took out of last night's chaotic event was that most everyone I saw interviewed, that were at these Iowa caucuses said, no matter who the candidate is in the Democratic Party, they will unify and pull the lever. Did you get that sense from being out there?
Yes.
And they were also very white.
Yeah.
What was Tommy? I'm sorry, I heard a voice from the newsroom. Very what? The composition of the room, Tommy? Is that
yes.
it?
Oh, anytime you saw somebody at the caucus, it was somebody who was Caucasian.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
That
is
that.
True.
It's Iowa.
It's Iowa. So here we are, the day after. I go to bed. I don't stay up to watch a caucus. I wake up in the morning. Democracy in crisis. The app. And we can relate to that,
yes.
Having been an
but
app
not,
is a big part of what we do.
$1 billion enterprise.
Yeah, but we also had an app that works pretty damn well. I think.
We got it for free.
And now where is it? Are you getting any kind of being there? Are you getting any kind of timetable as to when we're going to get any information at all?
Absolutely not. And they're going to count them. They're going to count them by hand now.
Oh, that's good.
No.
Did you see?
It's like in Venezuela.
Bernie's statement this morning?
No.
No, I did not.
Well, he said when he was in his 30s and campaigning for Taft, he remembers the Pony Express would bring the... and at one point in time, they got attacked by engines. And,
yeah. About it.
That's when he said, I am never comfortable in a Western saddle. I like an English saddle better, but I have no need to ride it anymore. We're very, very excited. It's nuts. When did this happen to our country? I mean, didn't they cruise relatively? I know 16 might have been a little problem, but prior to that, weren't these Iowa caucuses kind of efficient and they got it done and it was old-fashioned, it was kind of a throwback, but there was not this... It's almost like the technology screwed the whole system up.
It really has. I mean, and you're dependent on it. And I don't believe they tested it or they didn't test it properly. The internet, in the proliferation of podcasts and everything is just ruined.
Shut up, you. You are so mean. Now
and
you're
you know what's really
me.
Bad is this, they're not taking into account, this is horrible for the Iowa tourist trade, the people that come all from around the world to watch the caucuses happen. And now all those tourism dollars are gone.
So sad.
Well, no, a lot of them have to stick around an extra day now. Yeah. Get the extra money.
Oh, my God. Well, morning, Joe. You know, he got out of there. He got out of Dodge and went back to, New York. And I just can't believe that we're sitting here as we go to tape this show. It's 10 after 9 Eastern time, and we still don't have an answer there.
Right.
And look, I don't care how you slice it. This looks bad for the Democratic Party. It really does.
Democracy
it looks bad for the Democratic
in Iowa.
Party.
Yeah. It dies in darkness, and it dies in Cedar Rapids.
So...
Have you seen the...
It'll be the first thing that died in Cedar Rapids.
Hey, stop that now.
Have you seen the... they had a caucus. Actually, they held a caucus at Woody's. You guys are familiar with...
Yes.
Woody's.
They spelled caucus differently, but yes. I mean,
I remember.
There we go.
Have you seen the New York newspapers front pages? Yes.
Des Moines?
Yeah, and Daily News, caucus chaos. Corn-clogged Iowans botch first Dem vote.
Oh, that's
really?
Not fair.
You see,
that's
not good.
That's not fair.
I don't appreciate that because you know, if anything, corn does everything but clog you.
and I think it's a little racist to say first Dem vote.
It is that they are making noise, though, that this we may have seen the last Iowa caucus. And you're hearing two things. That number one, that they will not do it that way anymore. They won't do caucuses, that the throwback doesn't work, and that perhaps you will have ceded your role as the first in the nation. What are you hearing about that?
That's very possible. I mean, it seriously is, and it's going to cost... I mean, it's going to cost the state millions and millions of dollars if that happens.
Hopefully it doesn't.
It does.
Now, we didn't get any political bias, so it doesn't matter to us.
No, right. but Well, not just TV stations. Somebody pointed out earlier, you know, printing shops and, I mean, the
bars.
Hotels.
Yeah.
Bars. A lot of bars.
Yeah. Massage.
Yeah.
The massage industry.
The Lumberyard 1 and 2.
When you guys left.
Like, thank you, Tommy. I love that place. Yeah.
It took a lot of dollars out of the economy when you guys left Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I'm an Steve, you know, I'm an Irish guy, okay? And you know, you've heard of Jewish guilt. I'm going to give you Irish blame. We Irish love to blame. Blaming is fun. And is anyone pointing any fingers at either an organization or an individual? Because I like accountability. I like to be able to point the finger at someone. Is there anybody at this early stage being portrayed as the villain in this scenario?
One finger's being pointed.
The
app, everybody's blaming the app.
They're blaming the app, and then some people on the internet, and it's internet talk, are pointing the finger at Buttigieg.
Yeah, because the company that made the app is called Shadow, and allegedly they have ties to Buttigieg, and the company that was running these anti-Bernie ads, or it was one of those dark money hacks or something like that.
Ooh, Shadow.
Controversy.
Storm Shadow, like from G.I. Joe.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
If you want real conspiracy theories, the word on the internet is that the app was taking votes from other candidates and giving them to Buttigieg.
Oh, sounds like a deep Reddit conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Basically. That allegedly. Is very, very allegedly, interesting that that is happening. Well, you know, we'll keep tabs on it, and we'll try to find out what's going on. And it's good. I'll tell you something. I'm delighted to, you know, I think Jim Hunter's a wonderful guy and a good broadcaster. Delighted to hear you and Tommy back on in the morning. It sounds great. And Tommy, this is a big story, so Steve brought you in, eh?
Exactly.
Well, actually, he wouldn't work overnight, and Hunter did.
Oh.
Okay, that's it. We have somebody joining us.
Knucklehead.
It's a ghost of Gavin.
Was that a recording of Tom Gavin?
Is that Tom Gavin? Oh, they keep play that again for me, please.
I can't because it's a caller we actually have who comes in.
Oh, it's a call?
Created a button bar. Sorry to ruin the break down the fourth wall.
Oh, that's the same. It's a little fake caller that calls in. So, Steve, happy birthday, belated.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, one more year closer to the tunnel. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Steve, I will. We have guests from a local TV station. Annie, you and Tony Perkins are coming in here, but I have to tell you. So we have to run, but I want to leave you with this, Steve.
I like it.
And this is someone who recently had a little health scare, older guy. You know, I'm surrounded by them down here in Southwest Florida. And I will tell you, this individual took a little trip to the hospital. They regulated his meds. He got back out on the golf course. And I walk over. And I said, well, I'm sorry. That was a scare for all of us. But it's really, really good to see you. And he looked me in the eye and he said, well, Mike, you know, it's always better to be seen than to be viewed. So I thought that was a pretty nice comment and might apply in this situation.
CNN is saying that they think the count will be done by later today.
Oh.
So by the time your show airs on our station, it might be outdated, much like the music on Rob's old show.
Hey, I know you're busy today, Tommy. I know you're busy today, but if you get a chance, mail me the shovel you used to dig that up, okay?
That's awesome. Continued success.
Seriously,
yes.
The crowd that I was sitting with last night, Rob, in all fairness, remembers Alan Sherman when he was born.
That's great. My people.
Alan Sherman. Steve Bridges, the Captain Steve, Tommy Lang, and all the good folks at the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Great to talk to you. We should do it more often. And hang in there, Iowa.
Yeah.
Hang in there for us, okay?
We're doomed.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, you can hang up on him, buddy. Thank you. That was a good ending. We're doomed. We are doomed. Doomed, I tell you, doomed. That is That is the cluster F that we wake up to this morning. And they're right. By the end of the day, when this airs to all the people out in Iowa, thank you for finally getting the vote in. Yeah. I'm going to take a chance that it's going to be done by 5 o'clock. Are we ready to bring our guests in?
Shall we bring the guests in right now? Yes. Let's do that
because they, I'm sure, will have a. They had, you know, they just got up and gave the news, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, they drove up Wisconsin Avenue from
Channel
one and only
2
channel.
In Baltimore. Please welcome.
Right? It's the one and only Channel 9, Mike.
Channel 9. Yeah. Oh, that's right. The show is Get Up DC. Our good friend and former host of the Tony Perkins Show on the online portion, Tony Perkins, now the co-host of the Donnie Simpson Show and on Magic 102.3 and 92.7 and co-anchor Get Up DC reunited with one of the most wonderfully talented, vivacious women in broadcasting, Annie Yu and Tony Perkins. I got 1,001 questions for Tony. Annie, I'm just going to say hi to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You look great.
Well, I thank you so much, and I appreciate that lie. We are very happy
not,
to have you.
I don't
you,
know how to lie.
You
I'm
look
Asian.
Very distinguished, Mike.
Thanks so much, Tony. I appreciate that. Annie, you are just on TV. You don't have 14 jobs like Tony does, right?
No, I often joke, though, I should get a second job because he gets special treatment for having a second job. Yeah. So I said, I'm going to be a dog walker.
You know, well, the show, if you're in Washington, D.C., check out Get Up DC on WUSA9. It's great to have you guys here. We just called our only radio affiliate and spoke with KCJJ out in Iowa City, Iowa, because I went to bed. I woke up this morning and it was such a cluster F. And you guys were just got done talking about it. So it's democracy in crisis and pandemonium. And what I enjoy, guys, and you can relate to this being in broadcast journalism, I like seeing reporters who are angry. Reporters who have gotten 90 minutes of sleep and are pissed.
Yes.
It's fantastic. So here we are as we tape this now about 20 minutes after 9 Eastern time, and we don't know
what's going on. Could a worse scenario have developed for the Democrats? First of all, you still have 7,000 candidates. And now there's no defined winner, no clear-cut front runner, and in fact, all of them declared victory and moved on to New Hampshire.
And the impression,
which is everything in politics, mm-hmm. the impression is that we can't take over the White House again. Look, we don't even have our own house in order.
Right.
And I watched a significant amount of the caucuses last night. It's like they're counting hands. And once your vote is counted, put your hand down. And there was a lady that had her hand like tucked into her armpit, like the hand was up, but it was not up. And it looked to me like what she wanted to do is get counted with her hand in armpit position and then put the hand up so she could vote twice. Of course that happens in that scenario.
Also, the thing that fascinated me most, I have this in the audio vault, there is a tiny, tiny district where it was decided by a coin flip. The coin flip was one of the most successful caucus moments of the night.
Yeah.
The fact that they could flip a coin and give one extra delegate away.
Oh my God, they sounded so sad.
So when I woke up this morning and heard that it was a cluster F, my first thing was, wait a minute. Of all the elections, this is supposed to be the easy one because, like you said, Mike, it's just raising your hands. Yeah. It's just like, okay, you seven come over to this side of the room now. It's like, how do you not have this figured out?
Picking a team in dodgeball. Just figuring that out.
Right.
And an app crashes.
And I saw the representative from the Biden campaign. I don't know what her name is, but she was on there and she was spinning. And you know what? And God love her. She's honest, but she's not. You don't need to spin. So they don't have the vote total in, but put the lady on national television who comes on and says, we're ready to move forward. Yeah, okay, you're telling the world now that your internal polling says maybe he didn't do as well as you wanted him to do.
Right.
It's insane. It's insane. I don't know where, somewhere along the line with the Russian hacking and everything else, where this turned into our democracy.
For those,
but it's
for
crazy.
Those that don't know, me, what happens when you don't have to win Iowa in order to be in the mix, right? But it's just it's just a precursor.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No, it's a precursor. But it's the first. And so when it's the
technically
first,
you can move on.
Oh, yes.
And then say, let's try it again in New Hampshire.
But in years past, there's been at least an answer before you move on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's something.
Yeah.
Why don't they just take a mulligan?
I'm getting this out of my system because on our show, I used to do an additional show called Political Persuasions with Chris Freitas. So I'm getting this out of my system. And Political Persuasions went on to be shuttered along with famous shows like Political Persuasions, The Tony Perkins Show,
yes.
Maple Syrup with Marcus Serta, all sorts of shows.
I love that one.
Maple Syrup?
I don't know what it was. It was some show.
It was a breakfast fiend show.
That didn't work?
No. Limited run.
So, Annie, we're going to get to you in a second. And by the way,
please, I'm enjoying all of this.
This woman is lying.
You're doing a wonderful job, and I just have some questions, if you don't mind, for my old friend Tony. You know, Tony and I graduated together.
Oh,
yes,
so
we
that,
did.
Right?
Yes, we did.
We both went to the American University.
Yes.
And
shout out to AU.
They've de-emphasized the in the later years.
I never will till the day they put me underground, Tony.
They've downgraded to a the.
From now on, say the.
So I have questions for you because all I see with my state of semi-retirement down here in Southwest Florida that we are the same, roughly the same age, and you are working harder than ever. You're doing a morning television show, which you know is the crack of dawn. You're working with Annie.
Yes,
that's a big
yes.
factor.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes, it is.
And then. You have you go to the Cheesecake Factory, have one of their big salads, and then you go over to hang out with
tell
Donnie.
Him, Tony.
Who told him all that? No.
I know it's his favorite place.
You know what I do? That's crazy. I try at least 3 days a week. I try to go home and take a nap. Yesterday, I got a two-hour nap between shows.
That's a big win.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a big win.
So the Donnie Simpson show, Donnie now doing the afternoon show.
Yep.
So you get done. How many hours for the television in the morning? It's 3 hours?
So I'm at the station for 4 hours. We're on the air for 2 hours.
Okay, you're on the 4 hours and 2 hours.
Yes.
Well, you know, come on. You don't have to be there for 4 hours.
What do they put you at the reception desk?
No. you have to go in and get ready. I proofread scripts.
Annie's not doing a radio show. Annie can do most of the work. And you just come in a half an hour before.
She can highlight your stuff.
Could you proofread my scripts too?
I do everything, so why not?
Proofread scripts? What are you doing? You're killing yourself. Get Angie Goff in here. She'll write the primer for you. Angie Goff does everything but bake Toll House cookies while she's on the air.
That's
amazing.
Someone who's doing everything. Yeah. That's someone who's doing everything.
I don't know how that's possible, but anyway. And so then it's the Donnie Simpson show. Donnie, who is still chugging along, delighted that unlike some radio personalities, he was able to get another gig.
And
I'm very, very happy for him with that. But I'm very happy doing what I do. No slowing down for you, Tony. Is that
no?
It?
Here's the deal. I mean, so for about a year, I got to just do the radio thing, which was great. You know, you get up whenever you want to get up in the morning, and you I could dress however I want to dress, and you guys know it is a joy to do. It's fun. It's hard to even call it work. But a couple of things. I love, and I'm not just saying this. This is not a PR thing. You guys know when I left Fox full time, I did it part time. Pardon me. 2 days a week, Fridays and Saturdays. And I did Saturdays to work with Annie, who we have a great chemistry. I love Annie's story and how she has grown in this business. That's why I worked weekends for a while. Then when Annie went to Channel 9 and I was free to Fox, I kind of felt like, well, gee, maybe this might be something to do.
The right timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's one of the reasons. The other reason, my son is 16, going to college in a year and a half, and it's time to bring in some extra bread. Yeah.
There it is. I don't have to ask you about
that. Done and done. Done and done.
I don't have to ask you about that. Yeah.
Mike, how old's your son?
My son is 6, Oscar. Aww. Thank you for bringing it up. And I have not sold my second home yet down here. It's still for sale. And it was good planning on my part. Like, I planned everything in my life. and everything's going to be.
My son is 17. I just got him a T-shirt that says "In-state tuition."
Good. Yeah. Good, because you're going to have two. Yes. You're going to have two at the same time. Is our running time 15, or did my clock miss?
Your clock stopped. We're at 23.
Like, 23. Oh,
we do
God.
What we want here.
All right.
Yeah.
When we come back, it's all about you. Get
I
it?
Get it.
Yeah. It's all about Annie, you.
That's a new
when we
one.
Come back right here on the
Okay. All right. It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What should I be thinking in inside?
Think laxative.
Think soothing relief.
Please, I'll give her a motivation. Laxative, darling, you crave one. Try again.
Get regular with Relax. Start every day the Relax way. Your system will feel so great. You'll want to relax on the top of the Empire State.
Get it's not the commercial. It's the girl. She has no flair for it.
She's the best to audition.
What do you think, Mr. Monroe?
I think she's correct to represent my laxative. She's fresh, her voice is natural, and she does it simply.
Definitely. Well, that's exactly what I was saying.
What do you think, Doris?
I don't like her.
Get rid of her.
Sally hung around the Broadway area and tried to break into broadcasting, but the only roles she ever seemed to wind up with were in the bedroom. Then one day, as she would later tell her biographer, the voice of God told her to take diction lessons, and her whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
No, no, no. The cannons roar.
The cannons roar. Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Her natural speech was a great obstacle to get over. Yet through diligence and perseverance, plus a rather special, intimate knowledge of many Broadway personalities, it was only a question of time before she emerged a full-blown star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. My first exclusive. Clark Gable was in town this week in uniform. That brunette on his arm was Lolly Hayes, an up-and-coming starlet. Hope you had fun, Clark.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show, where TMOS to our friends is on now for our first-time listeners. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. And for those of you that have been our longtime supporters, thank you from the bottom of our heart. And I lost the cities, Rob. I forgot where we are.
Nova Scotia.
So that's not gonna happen.
Oh, yeah.
Nova Scotia.
Reston, Virginia.
Burbank.
Syracuse. Des Moines, Iowa.
I remember one. Adelaide, Australia.
Yeah, Adelaide, yes, to our Australian friends.
Yes.
Our show today brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scale. That's why I love Noom, because everyone is different. Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you need the things you do and why you do the things you do, and empowers you with tools you need to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It is a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. My favorite part, Noom has an incredible food database. So easy to log your food, and that is the key to the kingdom, in my humble opinion. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. Wow, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS. To start your trial today, that's Noom.com/TMOS. We love Noom, and we know you will, too. So, Annie, Tony,
yes.
You like my studio now? Do you like my studio now and my empty house that doesn't have any furniture in it whatsoever? Because I can't sell my f***ing house.
I was going to ask if Carla left you.
You know, you're a conservative guy as far as the way, you know, you plan your life out and you play the percentages. I respect that question. But it's a valid question for someone who's just known me most of my adult life.
For someone who's just seeing it for the first time, it makes sense because you're there and the only thing that's left is a framed Red Sox jersey. And that would be the only thing she would have left.
She's fortunately still with me.
Okay. Yes.
Everything's good. We are here with the co-hosts of Wake Up Washington.
No.
Get up, DC.
We are here. What is it? Get up, DC.
Yes.
Is there one called Wake Up Washington?
It used to be. Yeah, it was actually called Wake Up Washington before.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here with co-anchors of The Morning Flakes. Tony Perkins and you. Tony, no, it's Get Up DC on WUSA 9 with Annie Yu and Tony Perkins. And Tony also co-hosts the Donnie Simpson show referred to as I Have More Money Than Jesus.
That's a good
I'm
show.
I'm still married and I've been paid a gazillion dollars for my entire life. I poop Ferraris with Donnie Simpson.
Well, we'd be speaking of Donnie, not me.
Yeah,
that's right.
No need for jealous.
Yes.
Donnie. I've always been jealous of Donnie Simpson. Remember we went to the CBS conclave and Donnie was getting up there and I followed Donnie because Donnie was like a last minute show. Remember I went over to see Donnie at CBS corporate headquarters and Donnie had his team of barbers in there giving him a haircut in the studio.
Wow.
And then Donnie, I'd see Donnie, you know, I'd walk into the place where we used to play golf and people would be like, okay, is he a member here? Okay. Meanwhile, Donnie would be up there, you know, on a throne with Michael Jordan going, hey, man. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? Hey, man. How you doing? Huh? Let's see. Who am I going to play today with? Let me see. Check my Rolodex. Barack's not available. Yeah. Michael Jordan's coming out today. Isn't this great? Fantastic with my Ferrari. This is fantastic. Yes, sirree. I'm going to drive out from my home, my wonderful mansion, and get out to Lake Manassas, Virginia in 6 seconds flat.
I'm glad there's no bitterness.
No.
That's great.
No, I love Donnie. Donnie's a nice guy. And I know that you have a long history. So, Annie, how is your world? You're a proud mom. You are a delightful co-anchor, and life is good, correct?
Life is great. I'm so thankful. And just to piggyback off Tony's sentiment, I love working with Tony. In fact, I often tell him and remind him that ever since he came, I loved it before, but ever since you came, getting out of bed is so much easier because when that alarm clock goes off at 1:07 and then the 6 alarms follow that 2 minutes after.
And she's not kidding.
And I'm not kidding. Yeah. It makes me spring out of bed and I'm like, I'm going into work with my friend. It doesn't even feel like work. Aww. So life is great, Mike. Thanks for asking. Well, I feel blessed.
Good. We feel the opposite way about each other here on the show.
Very much. When I go to bed at 1:07.
Sadly, she's not the only woman in my life who said, since knowing you, it's so much easier to get out of bed. Bolt right out.
So it sounds like you've built a circle where you can keep your other crew over at the show on the outside because you've got other people at Channel 9, right? Well, do they hate you?
No.
Oh my gosh,
Oscar's hilarious.
You get right to the point. No. We all get along.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we
get do. Along.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm so old that I think of Channel 9 as some of my favorite people in Washington broadcasting. Yeah. And number one on the hit parade would be a gentleman that even people in the D.C. market that are listening to us right now wouldn't realize a guy's name was Glenn Brenner, who was one of the most wonderfully funny guys on and off the air. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to meet Glenn. You might have, Tony, because he was making the circuit in radio in those days.
Yeah,
too, right?
I met him on a couple of occasions very briefly, so I can't say we were friends, but I loved Glenn. I think Glenn was one of the shining lights of Washington broadcast.
Absolutely.
To be honest, you know, after spending so many years at Fox, one of the things that was kind of thrilling for me was to go into the Channel 9 building and be working there where you used to have Glenn Brenner, Max Robinson.
Max Robinson was there. Mm-hmm.
Bruce
Gordon
Johnson.
Peterson. Gordon Peterson still there?
He is not. No. But Bruce Johnson is still there.
Bruce Johnson's still there. That's been a long time,
43 years.
Glenn Brenner, and this is, and we weren't close friends. I just knew him, and he was on the show a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Glenn Brenner, there's some, it was probably Bethesda Sport and Health, and I know we got a free membership. So I was over there, believe it or not, Rob, I was actually working out. And I went over there, and they had a, it was multi-level, and it had stairs. And I'm coming down the stairs. I still love this story. And Glenn Brenner is bench pressing. He's on a weight machine. And he's wow. bench pressing. And somebody was spotting him because he was doing free weights. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming down, and his, you know, he had his little beady eyes. And he looks up, and he sees me coming down, and he goes, 408, 409. He was so funny. Good guy. Good guy.
He was brilliant.
A lot of history. A lot of history in Washington, D.C., but I'm glad you're happy. And did you guys, when you're doing, so did you say 107, the alarm
goes off? I did, yeah.
Wow.
107 a.m., and I set 7 alarms all 2 minutes apart. And I've never, knock on wood, been late to work in the past 16 years.
Wow. Oh, I don't know what that feels
and
like.
What is yeah. your, so what is the rest of your
science
schedule
fiction
like
for
with
Oscar
that, with getting up there?
So
you obviously didn't stay up for the Super Bowl then.
No, I watched up until halftime, and then I caught the actual halftime
on
YouTube.
Oh, they let you watch Fox?
Oh, it pained me, but I watched it.
So you got the, I did about a half an hour rave on it yesterday, because I really think it was arguably the finest Super Bowl halftime show I have ever wow. seen. It stopped the room I was in.
So you didn't think it was too sexy for TV?
No. I thought the women and the men were totally into it. And, you know, it stopped the room. Yeah. People yeah. watched that. And I, you know, as somebody older to watch J-Lo, who's 50, mm-hmm. Just perform like that. And Shakira's fantastic.
43 years
old. I like that it's sexy. I mean, but it's not mm-hmm. bad yeah. sexy, you
no.
know? I mean,
no. we've seen really? Worse, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did radio where I saw worse. A lot worse.
Yes. Yes. I used yes. to listen to that radio and fantasize in the car.
It was special. Mike, it was wonderful. Yes.
We would be remiss if we did not talk about a recent update in one of Mr. Tony Perkins' proteges, like in his life.
Oh yes.
Oh, you know what? Can you hang for one more yes. break at least? Can you do it?
Oh
you
yes.
Guys get to,
please.
You guys yeah. get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. You can leave whenever the hell you want, or you can stay. It doesn't matter.
Good.
You can panel for the
you okay?
show. But I mean, yeah. Annie looks like she wants to go home. Get up.
Tony's my ride, so I gotta stay.
Oh, Tony's your ride. All right, we'll get. What do you think? Rob, one more break for these guys, and
I
then we'll send them
great.
On their
I
way.
I think that'd be
all
nice and fair.
When we come back, I want to because I think I know what Oscar might want to talk about. Stein. When we come back, we'll talk to Annie, you, and Tony
Gary.
Perkins on the Michael Mara Show.
Where are you, Gary?
Oh, Gary.
Okay, listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@michaelmarishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. We all love a good subscription box, right? Am I right?
Right, right,
right,
yes.
right, 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 yes. right.
Needle-nosed Ned.
That's a doozy.
Ryerson. They're all the rage, so say hello to KiwiCo. A KiwiCo subscription is the perfect activity, and it's the perfect kit for every young explorer, engineer, and artist in your life. KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM. That's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. STEAM, not STEM. They threw the art in there.
I think art's very important. I love that they include it.
Michael loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project with easy instructions and an educational magazine, so the learning continues. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And thanks to everybody at KiwiCo. All right, Tony, we got to do some business with you here.
Yes.
One of the main reasons we booked you on the show today, and thank God you brought Annie Yu in, because we've loved Annie for a long, long time.
Thank you.
As far as accessibility to radio and the work ethic that is required to come in and sit in on a show like this, there's nobody better than Annie.
Can I tell you something about Annie?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
A week or so ago, Donnie was off one day. Imagine that. And
how did he swing that?
Man, I don't like the way that tree looks in my backyard. Honey, call the station. I'm not going to be in today. Yes, really. Annie. Still won't top Jack Diamond, who called out sick one day. This is a true story. Because his eye was hit by a concussive raindrop.
I remember that.
Jack Diamond did that. Yeah. And that was a big story over at the Jennifer Street Studios over there. That somebody told me that. Excuse me, I won't be in today. My eye was hit by a concussive raindrop. That's
significant blurring, little buddy.
You'd probably be mad. I love Jack too. Jack's a good guy.
Annie guested on the show with me.
Yeah, guest host. That was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She is a natural.
We
it
had
was great.
So much yeah. fun. Well, I was awesome. Just following you.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
That's sweet.
You did practice this?
No. It's all natural, babe. Okay.
So your name came up last week, Tony, when we were just blown away by an announcement from one of our crew members down here at Podcast Village, when he saddled into the station and informed all of us, I'm talking about Rob Ford, that Rofo, your former producer on the Tony Perkins Show, Rob Ford informed us that he is taking the plunge, that he is getting married.
Wow.
We were stunned.
Now, I think something that should be said is we all found out on Facebook. Oscar didn't even know until you and I told him that we found out on Facebook. And Tony didn't know until I texted him to come in and comment on it.
Literally. Right,
I know a little about Rob Ford. He came up to my place up in Maine one time, and that really, I don't have nearly the contact that both Oscar and Rob have with him, and that you had with him when he was producing your show. So you guys take this over. I don't know what to ask as much as you guys probably do.
What was interesting and peculiar, I guess, for us was the idea that a man child such as Rob Ford, who's now become a wonderful professional in his own right.
Staring down 30 years of age.
28, 29, who knows? He's looked the same since I've known him, right?
So big guy.
And in love, not in love, and you were there for the inception of the relationship, right?
So, yeah.
A rocky start.
Here's the mystery to me. First of all, so he is engaged. We've determined that. Yes. Has he revealed the name of his fiance? Because when he was with Gary and I on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, may it rest in peace.
GaryStineFotography.com.
We had to use aliases for her.
Yes.
He wasn't even comfortable being public about her name.
Yes. So this is the same young lady.
It's the same young
lady.
You
know, I guess over time they've been together for 4 years.
Wow, it's been 4 years.
And
remember, they got a dog together.
That's a dog.
Step.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we asked her, we said, "Well, what happened? Is there some pageantry?
How
did you
do
call?
It?
Did you call her dad? Did you do?" And he goes, "No, we're kind of just sitting on the couch for a long day at work, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and he said, "Yeah, let's get married." And then, boom, on Facebook, engage. No ring, no nothing.
No
That's
ring.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get married. Who said that?
I think the Friday...
He kept saying it was mutual.
And he let her name go on our show. Yeah, he talked about her name. Her name is Winona.
Winona. Okay, I guess. Winona.
No, did he... I don't remember. Oscar, did he...
He never mentions her name.
Okay, so let's go with Winona.
So what he said is Winona, Fiona, Pink. Fiona, their dog.
Yes.
And
their virus, Corona.
and for me, it was Blink if this was forced upon you from a guy's perspective.
Okay.
Because I remember that Friday. That Friday was after a long week's work, and he didn't leave here. We didn't leave here till like 9:30 p.m. after. I would say he got in before 8 a.m.
And to paint a picture, he indicated that the night of the proposal, he was couch flopping tired. Yeah. Like he just sort of flopped down before the conversation
He also
began.
Said they discussed it prior to this.
They had discussed it,
It was kind of an ongoing discussion that they had talked about it. So that was there.
So when we heard no ring, no... Like, and Mike doesn't like the whole asking the family for the blessing or permission.
Well, I said to them, both Rob
on one knee.
He did not. He sat on the couch.
And Rob and Oscar and I split because Rob and Oscar felt that the traditional thing is to ask the family. And I'm the oldest one in the room. And I said, no, I mean, that's not required.
Not anymore.
I think it's
I didn't think
that was.
It's a sign
maybe
of respect.
It's good form. But you're an old soul.
I am.
But
and
Oscar,
look where it got me anyway. So whatever.
but you know, and Oscar from the Latin experience,
no
which
mercy.
Is traditionalist in that.
Yeah, you got
it. But I'm like going if there was a proposal and I got a call from you know, one of my daughters and it happened, it wouldn't be that. It's not like I need them to fly down and ask permission. It would be nice, but it's not required.
What about a blessing?
What's that?
A blessing, maybe not permission, but a blessing.
So if a guy called me, this is the way I look at it.
Yes.
If a guy called me and said, "I'd like to take your daughter's hand in marriage," I would consider it a respectful thing to do, and it would be a bonus. I would no way expect it.
Right? That's you wouldn't be mad if your daughter called and said, "Hey, I got engaged to Joe," or whatever. You wouldn't be mad.
Right.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be mad. No, because I don't expect it to be asked of me. And if I've met the guy and we've hung out now, if it was completely sight unseen.
I would also say the fact that if you are asking for a daughter's hand, you're expecting a yes.
Yes, that's right.
You don't call if you think there's a glimmer of doubt. So it is more of, I guess, a sign of respect.
Now, what is anything else? What's the Asian experience?
Well, I think out of respect, you do meet with the family and ask. It's pretty much like the Latin culture.
Latino,
In my case, Dee did not. Which is why we haven't seen him since. No, I'm kidding. You know, Dee, come to think of it, Dee didn't ask my parents for a blessing or permission, nor did he get down on one knee. And so I kind of relate to Rob in this scenario, because our experience was we were just sitting Indian style on the ground looking at each other, and he kind of tossed a ring box at me, and it was a plastic ring box that I got in a press kit.
This sounds amazing.
I know. I don't
was
share
it in
this
a romantic
story often.
Location at least?
It was in my bedroom where I lived with my parents, and I had my twin bed right there. Aww. And all my pink. I got married early, guys.
Did you ever have, like, Hello Kitty on the wall?
I did, yeah.
Wow. How, boy, that how just made that really weird.
I was 24 years old when he...
I was 24 the first time.
When he... Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, that's not what I want to hear.
How long have you... Well, I don't want to date you.
We were dating for 6 years, and then we have been married for 11 years this July.
Oh, fantastic.
That's
thank
great.
You, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You know
although
what?
No one's I ever will... seen him, so I could be lying.
This is the truth. I get to say this now. I will be married 11 years in September.
Yay!
Whoa!
Congrats! Yes!
Awesome. And to be specific, in a row.
Yes, in a row. Thank you.
To this
and
one.
D, by the way, we say D. For those of you around the country who don't know who D is for Darius.
All right, that's right.
Like, Darius, that's right.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's right.
All right, that's all I'm going
to
say.
Supported him when he went to the country.
Annie is married to Hootie.
Who do you?
He hated that. Man, did he hate that. Everybody calls me Hootie.
I know.
24, I think that's an engagement you would expect. So maybe we do have a perspective that they're both young.
Yeah.
Oh, how old is Rob?
He's 28.
Oh, okay.
And how old is Winona?
I think she's 24, 25. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Listen, I'm surprised. You know, I think he
if
may
he's
have been,
happy, we're happy.
Yeah. I just like looking at your face right now. That's all.
As someone who has a great working relationship with Robin, who watched him mature from actually intern to producer, you saw it happen under your tutelage. What is your percentage chance that he was somehow coerced into this?
I don't think he was coerced, but I think he was sleepy.
That's what we said on the. Thank you. Yeah. We said it was just the path of least resistance.
Yep. Yeah.
They had a good thing going on. Yeah. He didn't want to break the lease. Right. If it was a no go, then there would be a much more work in the private sector that he'd have to deal
with. They're on the couch watching Netflix. Yeah. They don't want to lose the Netflix account. Yeah. It's like, you know, this is all pretty good.
Who's going to keep the dog? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Rofo. The engagement's still on, to the best of my knowledge.
It's still Facebook official, yes.
And we're here 100%, Mike. And if they need a venue, we can talk about it because the second floor is open.
That's right. Well,
I said now I would like maybe a bi-weekly report from Rob Ford to pop in and chat with us and let us know how his world's going, because he's very funny and I like him. As you know, he's a funny guy on the
and
he's
Rob,
a good guy.
And Rob, text me, okay?
Once in a while. Something.
All right, before we let you go, one last question. So how is your former partner in crime, Gary Stein, who I sent a personal message to, I think last week, I did a deep dive on his photography website, which I think is a hobby that turned into something a little more serious.
Yeah.
He's got an eye. He's got really a lot of talent. He does a really nice job.
I didn't know this about Gary.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good photographer. He's a good photographer. Not a great podcaster, but a great photographer. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You're going to get a phone call.
I know.
Gary, I love you.
What, you don't love me
anymore? I thought you were fantastic.
I'm surprised I didn't get a phone call when Mike sent him a personal message, because that would have warranted a phone call. Gary's doing great, as you've seen on Facebook. We got together a couple of months ago. We were together for a big birthday that I had last year. And, you know, I love the guy. I will tell you this, and it's the honest to God's truth. Every few weeks, we talk on the phone, and he will say to me, if we were doing the show, this is what we would have talked about today. Yeah. He'll tell me a crazy story or something that happened to him.
The door is always open here, as you know. We'd love to have you come back.
And I love
Annie,
you for
you, anything you want to promote, anytime you want to come
by. Oh, thank you.
Besides the morning TV show and your blissful marriage, anything else that's going on in your life before we let you go home and get some rest?
No, I mean, you know, just being a mom keeps me busy. You have a 6-year-old, I have a 7-year-old. So that world. They're very demanding and needy. And she's an only child, so I'm down on the ground, like playing with her, you know, playing dolls and Barbies.
I'm incapable of that, Annie. I can't do that.
It's draining, Mike. It's draining. And when those eyes come to you and they're like, can you play with me? You can't say no.
Well, cherish these times, because my youngest, Robert, is now 17, and now I have to play with Barbies by myself.
Mike says, I got 18. I'll see you in a while, kid.
Okay, so maybe we can't relate.
At least now they have Barbies for everyone now. We just did this last year.
That's true. That is true.
The old man inappropriately became a father, Barbie. But anyway...
Mike, it's called Sunset Barbie.
Sunset Barbie. Autumn Leaves Barbie.
It's
Autumn Leaves Ken.
There's not a drugstore near me, Barbie.
There is every chance that I will be attending a high school graduation in a Rascal scooter.
Oh my God.
I think there's a chance for me to do that.
Oh, that is
All right, well, you two, go home, get some sleep.
Thank you. You're the best.
Love you guys. Love you.
The show is Coffee Time with Donnie Simpson and Annie Yu. No, I'm sorry. Get Up DC, WUSA. Not Mike Lewis doesn't do it anymore, but I remember WUSA.
Nice.
Channel 9 here in Washington, D.C. Annie Yu, Tony Perkins, we love you guys. Thanks so much for coming by and sharing a very busy day, which they all are for you guys. We appreciate that. Me? I'm going to get my oil changed after this. Salute. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes.
We love it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Ritual Ladies, listen up. Everyone wants to keep their bodies healthy in the long run. That's why you need Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most folks don't get enough of, from food to easy-to-take capsules, provided the 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. And there's a mint tab in every bottle.
Love it. Love
to
this.
Keep things fresh so you don't get that fishy aftertaste. Common with most omega-3s. Our wives love Ritual because they trust it. Check the label. All of their sources are out there for the whole world to see. Plus, they love that it's delivered, and it's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/TMOS. Well, that is so. Listen, we got to tell you, folks, that's a solid when a couple of TV people
so nice of
that
them.
Are getting up literally in the middle of the night come by in the middle of the
super
day
classy.
To stop and visit. And so to Tony and Annie, really, thank you for coming by.
As of
and,
last night, it was to be a phoner. I got a text this morning at about 5:45. Tony says,
killed.
Would it
that's
be okay
awesome.
If I came by? I said, okay.
That's
come on
awesome.
By.
Check mark to a Mr. Santana for getting us a location in downtown D.C.
Yes.
That's the reason for that. That's the reason for that. So anyway, here we are. It's an interesting day. And, it's the fallout after the Super Bowl. I went too hard at the Super Bowl. I dragged my ass
because
all
of your,
over the place.
Because of your new friend?
Because of my new friend, Mr. Jin. Yes. Mr. Jin was...
Had a little baby over the... Oh, that's Mr. Peanut. That's sorry. Right.
Baby Nut.
I was so rough. I was so rough yesterday that I did something I never do. I took a bath.
A bath?
Oh, wow.
I took a bath. I soaked in a bath.
Like a baby?
Like a little baby. But I have a question. What the F is a soaking tub? Does anybody have a new house with a soaking tub? This bathroom we have, my wife's bathroom, has a soaking tub.
Okay, now
it's the size of a thimble, and I'm not talking wide.
No,
I'm talking lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
I have no room to put the length of my body in a soaking tub.
They're not.
And I think
they're not made for us.
No, they're made for the ladies.
I would say, Mike, they're. The tub in my home, and it's not a good comparison, you could fit 5 tubs in the soaking tub that my sister has in Los Angeles. And even then, it's not big enough where you're like, oh, this is awesome. Because I think in the early 90s, construction and design was one of these, oh, we'll make something that people just want to like hang out in, especially if you're a tub person. I'm not a big bath person, right?
I have this from the internet. A standard tub is generally 2.5 by 5 feet and approximately 14 or 15 inches deep, so the water will not completely cover an adult's body. In contrast, soaking tubs vary greatly in size. They are often deeper and allow water to cover most or all of the body. So soaking tub might have to do with depth.
Definitely deeper.
Yeah, so, yes.
This is definitely deeper, but it's not longer.
No, no. You know? So the footprint is just deeper. And actually, if you don't have good mobility... That's not meant for anybody that...
No, it's tough, right?
Because you got to go up and then down.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No, you should see me.
Does it have jets?
This thing. No jets. I was I got motivated because down here, we've had a cold snap down in Cocoonville. I was playing at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning, and it was cold. And there's a dude out there, and he's got a cup of coffee, and he's in one of those Whirlpool hot tubs. That's where you get a morning that's like 50 degrees, 45 degrees. That's when, and you see the steam rising up from the hot tub. That's when I think a hot tub would be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was great. Yeah. I haven't experienced one, so I'm not.
You ever had a house that had one with jets?
We had one way back in Haymarket, Virginia.
Okay.
The house that I lost.
Oh, yes.
Second divorce. But I remember not using it enough. Well, not using it because it was like all the way down some stairs, and it was at the corner of the yard.
I think the rap on a household jacuzzi or a tub with jets is that a lot of times they get dirty because if you don't use them enough, the water stays stagnant in the jets.
It's a hot tub is fantastic if you know how to use them.
Right.
So if you're an athlete, if
I'm listening,
no, but well, hold on. You mean because it is therapeutic,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Therapeutic.
I'm from W.
For the same reason that you would like a warm bath, Mike, or after a long day, or I would say athletes get into the whirlpool. That's what a hot, like for the only people that I know that have hot tubs that really use them are like active people that know that outside of just having fun and drinking in it, it actually can be therapeutic.
Well,
key for me is when I come home from playing golf.
Yeah.
And by the way, the old keto, look, I'm just telling you what I'm experiencing going on. I didn't lose any weight last week, but I'll tell you, my body, and as far as arthritis, I have lost inches, and the
knuckles
feel good. But I was a little disappointed. If you're keeping track of my fabulous keto program, yeah, I don't think the gin was necessarily the best choice.
Also, the sausage, right? Yeah, the sausage.
Sausage is fine.
See, the sausage would be okay, but I think the tomato sauce on the sausage probably not.
Yeah.
I was so. If you're keeping track, why don't you add 2 more pounds to the Titanic deck chairs? Because that's how I
you'll
was
bounce
in a
back.
Great.
You'll bounce.
By the way, that's a good Carla, my beloved, just loves that when she hears me come out up 2 pounds, and then Carla's like, oh God, it's gonna be that kind of morning. And then my son's crying going to the school bus. It was one of those mornings.
Daddy gained 2 pounds.
What? Daddy gained 2 pounds. I don't want to go to school. I want to spend the day with Daddy. Well, you don't. Daddy's fat by 2 pounds, and you have to go to school. Get on the bus.
Well, when we went on Robert's Make-A-Wish trip when he was, I guess, 6 or 7.
Yes.
They put us in the Make-A-Wish Village. And it's just designed for these kids to have a great time. And they had a tub with jets in it in the master bathroom. And there was a plaque, a literal carved plaque that says, do not use bubble bath with the jets on. And I said, Carrie, I'll be right back. And I went to Walmart and I got some Mr. Bubble, and we had the greatest bath ever. I have photos of Robert and Julia both in a mountain of suds. Like, you just see their face.
Yes.
Like a punchline in a snowfall. Yeah, because
that's what it does.
It's so great. So don't always pay attention to the signs.
Here's the thing about the bus, because I just thought of this just now because I want to get it off my chest, dropping my kid off at the bus. So this is this thing this bus driver does, and I don't know what this is, SOP for a bus driver or not, but it's a tiny pet peeve. It's tiny. It's minuscule. You're going to mock me for even bringing it up, but it is my pet peeve, and here it is. The new bus stop that we have, she's much more punctual. She's very competent. It's a lady, Miss Benjamin, and she seems to have her act together, and she does a great job. But what she does, and it drives me nuts, no matter where we stand, she will stop the bus about 6 feet away from us. And I am resisting the urge to just go, come on.
It's safety.
We're here. We're waiting for the bus.
It's a safety SOP. She's stopping in case a kid runs in front of the bus when she's pulling up.
Well, so it's always that. The other guy, the chronically late dude, didn't do that.
No, this is probably,
Otto didn't do it. Otto was out on 41, and he'd come up at 55 and lock the rear differential.
So
up,
she
and
never
then
overshoots.
The bus would slide to the stop. What?
She never overshoots. She's always 6 feet short.
She never overshoots.
Okay,
so
it
in
is
other
a
words,
safety issue. Yeah. Then, yeah.
So what I did today was I walked with my son up past the path where she stops every day, and I'm like, okay, this way she'll come right to us. Mm-hmm. Does that mean like ultimately she'd like be parking on Interstate 7? 75
yes. If
you kept
keep
up
on
this every day,
to the left, yeah.
Every yes. You have day. The power. You have the power.
That is it. Oh my
smart
God.
Of her,
right,
though.
Take a break.
Smart of her. Makes sense.
Yeah, I like
when
that.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Rob, I am ready for Dotson, for the story of Dotson. Do you have time? You're keeping time. I'm not.
We're ready for news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The time blew by with our guests.
I hate it when a show goes by like that. All right, we got to wait till tomorrow for Dodson.
Dodson will be, and it, with the reveal, the clever reveal makes Knives Out look like Tinker Toys. Where do you see this story?
Really? Well, yes. That's exciting. Something to look forward to. You got to listen every day. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need, just like Rob told me right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's nothing I like better on a cold, lonely winter's night than to relax in front of a roaring fire with a glass of wine and having a laugh. And there's no better way than with a TMOS bonus show. It's an hour of unfiltered dry baldry and jocularity that only costs you pennies a day. Cozy up with the antics of my men, Mike, who's always charming, Oscar, who's getting it done, and Rob, who's oh so cuddly. Plus, you cannot forget Maddie, the brains of the outfit, and that manly man pony who's oh so satisfying. Your subscription keeps the laughs coming, plus you have access to the entire bonus show library. Click the banner at MikeOmiraShow.com to begin laughing today. The TMOS bonus show, because a lonely girl like me needs something to cuddle with.
So, was that done like with an app or something?
I think so. Because Jim Amato said that, and he said he brought this voice back. So I don't think it's Jim's voice.
I love that voice. That's just super fun. She's from England, you know.
Yeah. Therapeutic.
Welcome to Therapeutic History. Count the votes. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by Zappos 2020. I'm loving this year already.
Oh, it's the best.
And it's only going to get better. Not. The Academy Award nominations are a true mixed bag. It promises to be a wonderful night for Oscar. Oscar, Oscar, who will win? Tonight we get the zany political fun of the State of the Union address. It will set everything straight, to be sure. And of course, 2020 marks the 80th anniversary of Walt Disney's Pinocchio. I cannot tell a lie. I loved it. And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964.
Yes.
Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of ski jumping. It features both the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Am I right?
It's going to be great.
Right. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, they have the wonderful fast-free shipping, free and easy returns, and 24/7 friendly customer service. And it's a 365-day return policy, Dave. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 170 days until the Olympics begin, so get your polls ready. Am I right, ladies? I am right. Oh, and we didn't get to the mailbag.
No, we can do that tomorrow if you like.
And okay. Vote for Jimmy's.
That's right. Oh, yeah, his wing thing.
Oh, yeah, vote for Jimmy's King of the Wings. He made it, to the finals?
Is that what happened? He's in the finals.
All right, so there, all our business is taken care of. Hold on, let me see if I've
got send
that.
A link
it's
out
a drawn-on mustache day.
Facebook knew I had it. It's a drawn-on mustache day.
News!
Patrick Mahomes is a touchdown machine. But not everyone thought the Kansas City Chiefs made a good selection when they picked him 10th in the 2017 draft after Mitch Trubisky and before Deshaun Watson. Of course, Patrick was the MVP of the NFL in 2018, but even after that, 5 months ago, Troy Aikman didn't want Patrick to be compared to him. In September, there was a tweet going around saying, quote, Mahomes has thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns in about 8% of the games. Troy responded, quote, talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles. Well, now he does.
Set up an appointment.
Damn.
Troy won 3, and now Patrick has 1. Troy hasn't commented on the situation yet, but he definitely witnessed it because he called the game alongside Joe Buck, and I thought was a little chatty. A little more chatty than he normally is, and a little manic. That's what I thought watching the game.
It's all coming.
Sure.
Yeah. He's like, maybe he was a little edgy because of the circumstances.
Maybe that Twitter.
Yeah. 33% of his rings, Troy Aikman.
Can't believe I led with that story. In the latest episode of Justin Bieber's YouTube series, he discusses his history with drugs.
Yeah!
He says that he first smoked weed when he was 12 or 13 and eventually became really dependent on it. Justin also says, quote, there was a time when I was sipping lean popping pills, doing Molly, shrooms, everything. It was serious. He says, quote, my security would come into my room at night to check my pulse. People don't know how serious it got.
That's like good Elvis stuff.
Yeah, it was legit crazy scary. Well, his behavior showed that. He was out of control. I was waking up
in the morning.
Why don't
you come in tonight and check my pulse, man?
Check my pulse and bring me a loaf of bread, will you please? Thank you. He said, Justin says, quote, I was waking up in the morning and the first thing I was doing was popping pills and smoking a blunt and starting my day. All right. I'm glad he's getting his act
what
together.
What do you think of that, Maddie?
Sounds like college.
Seems raw and honest, and we can all respect that.
Yes.
I do, Maddie. I respect that. Yeah. I respect that
he's
from
in
that
a better
place. Here's a sad story. Rush Limbaugh revealed on his radio show yesterday that he's advanced lung cancer. He has advanced lung cancer. The diagnosis was confirmed on January 20th. He said, quote, I thought about not telling anybody. I thought about trying to do this without anybody knowing because I don't like making things about me. But there are going to be days that I am not going to be able to be here because I'm undergoing treatment or I'm reacting to treatment. And I know that would inspire all sorts of curiosity with people wondering what's going on. He said he's going to miss the show today and tomorrow, but he'll be back on Thursday. And his plan is to do the show every day he's able. He didn't say what his prognosis is. Rush was a longtime smoker, but even after he quit cigarettes, he continued to smoke cigars and to defend the tobacco industry and downplay the dangers of smoking. Well, I don't care what your politics are. You don't downplay the dangers of smoking. Mm. I've witnessed it with my dad, and that's a shame. I don't wish that on anybody and disagree with him on a lot of things, but that's sad.
Wish him all the best and perhaps a safe recovery. And that's the worst.
Fight.
Yeah, that kicked me in the gut. I was very surprised at that.
I hate hearing it. Hate hearing it.
I love having guys like Rush Limbaugh. Even if I'm poking fun, I've gotten a lot of mileage out of that man's career.
Sure.
So we wish him the best. There are way more dinner reservations at restaurants on Valentine's Day compared to the average night, so you really can't wait until the last minute. Valentine's Day is 10 days away, and according to OpenTable, you should make your reservation today. If you want the best chance of getting the time you want at the restaurant you want. Okay, why don't you just make it a year in advance?
Yeah, I want a table for one at 3:45 on the afternoon of Valentine's Day.
Carla got me a keto breathalyzer for Valentine's Day. So I know the fact that she
Is it like instead of the pee strip?
It's like you blow into it and it shows you whether you're in ketosis.
Oh, that's great.
But I mean, it also set the table. I thought we were going to be like the Spiwax and
let's not do this.
Big deal. Yeah. But it sounds like if you get someone a gift and give it to them early, you want something.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Well, doesn't she like the new house?
Yeah, didn't she buy a house?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so beat those procrastinators, including the 1 in 5 people. 1 in 5 people, these are the people I respect, try to make a reservation on Valentine's Day. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's the last minute. It's like, you want to go out to a restaurant, have a nice Valentine's Day?
Fridays where for $20, we can each share an appetizer. Come on.
That's a deal. That's a deal. Yeah. And, get a piece of bread and then get a heart-shaped cutout and toast it.
Heart-shaped
if you
bread.
Try to make a reservation but wind up getting shut out, they recommend that you find another couple for a double date. 83% of Valentine's Day reservations are for two. So you might have a better shot at a 4-person table.
That's smart. If you have friends.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, your buddy's not around anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got that family that wants you to go to Jay Gilbert's.
No, they actually texted me. I never texted back. So sorry.
That's so nice. I wonder why you don't have friends.
A solution.
Weird.
Jobs website, Zipia.com, looked at every day last year and tracked how many people clicked on an article called 7 Reasons You Have No Motivation to Work. And they found we hit peak laziness in April and October. Here are the 10 laziest days of the year, all of which fall on a Monday or Tuesday. Hmm. Number 10, Monday, October 28th, right before Halloween.
Okay.
Number 9, Monday, April 8th, just a random Monday. 8, Tuesday, October 15th. That's the day after Columbus Day. 7, that's a biggie. That's because those 3-day weekends that we wait for, that's kind of... Number 7, Tuesday, May 28th, the day after Memorial Day. Number 6, Monday, May 20th, a random Monday between Mother's Day and Memorial Day.
Wait for the summer. Yeah.
Summertime. Number 6, Monday, we already had that one. Number 5, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2 days after Easter. 4 is Monday the 11th. That's Veterans Day, but a lot of people had to work. 3, Monday, April 29th, just a random one again. Number 2, Monday, April 22nd, that's the day after Easter. And Tuesday, October 29th, right before Halloween.
It seems like there mostly spring and fall, Mondays.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of food revolved around those days.
Yeah, and what about the people?
I don't know whether it's lazy as much as it's distraction. You want
to get out of your routine.
Yeah, and what about the people that lack the motivation to even click the link?
Just sit at their desk, lazy. Now a little something, something. A 41-year-old woman named Jane Marie Faulkner in St. Petersburg, Florida, got into a drunk argument with her fiancé on Friday night. And at some point, she picked up some dog poop and smeared it in his face.
Oh, no.
He called the cops, and when they got there, Jane admitted to doing it. She was arrested for domestic battery, and she's been ordered to not have any contact with her fiancé. No word on whether this is going to affect their wedding plans. But I do understand that the cake flavor has been changed from vanilla to chocolate.
Oh, duh.
There you go. I don't know what that
was. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, it would have been 2 days in a row with a Rofo joke, and he's taken enough on this show. So we'll take a break.
He's got a reset. We'll jump back in next week.
Yes, we'll come back with the Audiovon and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. When you get up
out of bed. Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Gosh Show.
Oh,
it's February, the month of love, and we love us some Mama Chin. It's her birthday month, and it's all about the Benchichins. Plus, dating in 2020. And hey, Mike, want to see my love box? One-of-a-kind gifts and more this month on the Oh My Gosh Show.
You can send her the answer via text.
Someone will be doing some editing today and sending a sound down to Mike O'Mara. I don't have to tell you what it
no,
is.
No, of course not.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show. I'll send
show,
it dry.
By our bonus.
Bring tough.
By our bonus packages.
Oh, good.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Matty Masiello's cat-proof TV stand.
Oh!
Nothing can ruin your big game viewing party like a spooked feline getting all up in your Ethernet cable. And with one spastic yank, turning your flat screen into a splat screen. Am I right? With the Masiello TV Ready Credenza, you can bolt down the set so it's steady as a gentle rain and as secure as the Federal Reserve. Made of sturdy pressed wood. Sturdy pressed wood. You don't hear that in a sentence very often. Just choose the finish you desire, like oak, maple, cherry, mahogany, bleached pine, or my favorite, cookies and cream. Each unit uses science to repel cats and keep your TV safe. Threatening dog silhouettes are hand-printed on the sides to make sure your cat steers clear. Bark, bark, haha, fake dog. Also, each credenza has extraordinarily sharp metal-covered edges to prevent unwanted rubbing. And don't forget, every piece from our factory comes soaked in bear urine. Which has a scent that naturally repels cats. You can also protect your electronics by distracting your cat with a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Get it?
Just click the banner on our website. You know the drill. It's your passport to the Asport. The TMOS bonus show. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, February 4th. No, Tuesday. Yes, February 4th, 2020.
Mike, as you know, all comedy is based in fact. Tomorrow, you must ask Maddie about what happened just after the halftime show.
Cat stand.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, TV stand. Very cool.
Soaked in bear urine. Do you have your explosives handy?
I do. I do indeed.
Because, you know, the NFL season is over.
Ain't no football now, it's gone.
Because when you want to make a parody record, look no further than Bill Withers. One of my favorite comedy things, and we used to do this,
so
man on the street stuff, where you ask questions of people about things that don't exist, and they don't want to appear stupid, so they play
they
along.
Answer. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Jimmy Kimmel, there is no one better. Things that did not happen at Super Bowl LIV.
We're getting people's reflections of the Super Bowl yesterday. What did you think of the game?
Oh, man. I loved it personally because I'm a Chiefs fan. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you think it was weird that they named Joe Montana MVP?
No, I didn't think it was weird. Yeah, to me, that's fine.
What about Mahomes when he said, I'm not going to Disneyland, I'm going to Arby's?
Listen, I thought that was great because everyone's expecting Disneyland.
Right.
And he's like, Arby's.
What about the part where Shakira gave a lap dance to Terry Bradshaw? Did you think that was inappropriate?
No, not at all.
Do you like that part?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
There was a brief moment where she gave a lap dance to Terry Bradshaw.
I did see that one.
Yeah, yeah, I
saw that. It's just a funny concept.
Love it. This is a tape that is a couple years old, but it was trending on YouTube yesterday for some reason. It's an interrupting dog. He doesn't want humans to talk to him. So every time you talk to the dog...
Big dog.
Okay, say hello.
And while we're laughing at that, those dog owners want to kill themselves.
Oh my God! What a great dog. I love that.
All right, a little bit of stuff from Iowa. Did you see the guy that was calling into CNN to report to Wolf Blitzer?
And is this the guy that got distracted and they hung up on
him? Yes, he was actually
because
trying
he was
to get
too busy being on the magic box.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, first of all, I don't remember Iowa caucuses where they had reporters everywhere. It was I think it was a distraction this year, right? Yeah, it seemed like they were everywhere sticking microphones when they're trying to caucus. And I thought that used to be verboten, that they were behind closed doors.
In any case, listen to this. This is this guy totally blows it.
I'm just waiting on hold. And this is a real coincidence, Wolf. I just got off hold just now. So I've got to get off the phone to report the results.
All right. Go ahead and report your results. Can we listen in as you report them, Sean?
Yep.
All right, cool. Let's listen.
All right. Okay, hi. Hello? They hung up on me. Okay, I've got to get back in line on hold. Oh. They just hung up.
Wolf Blitzer.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you stay on the line and tell us? God.
Oh, you know, I was hoping for the best.
I've been to at least two
By
DC
the way,
concerts.
Who stays on hold? For this stuff, like I don't know how that works.
Yeah. I don't know, but don't you think your priority of reporting into the elector, the electorate system, is more important than talking to Wolf Blitzer?
I agree.
But also, this is their ridiculously antiquated, backward system where he's calling on a hotline where he's on hold. I mean, give me a break. How about manning the phones?
How about build a website and monetize it?
Yeah.
Just amazing. How
and by the way, Wolf
is.
Blitzer, I've been to at least two and maybe three concert events where you walk around hoping to be spotted. Cut it out.
I saw him at dinner once. That was nice.
He likes to be seen.
We talked about this, that Buttigieg actually won a delegate by a coin flip.
Warren and Buttigieg are tied, and in order to break that tie, we have to flip a coin. Ooh. So this is for a second delegate. You're going to call. I'm going to flip.
Okay.
All right. Jeez, this is awful. Ready?
Yep. Yeah, chaos.
It is tails. So Pete Buttigieg wins the coin flip and the second delegate.
I don't think the system's antiquated.
Oh, God.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
I'm going to be completely transparent here. I know a lot of things about a lot of things. I don't know how the caucuses work. I don't even understand.
You know what?
It.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. I have a general cursory understanding of qualifying where you have to have a certain number of people that show up to your caucus that are representing a candidate to get the delegates. That's really what it's all about.
And
if you don't have those, then you don't go on to qualify. And then if you got, say, for example, your qualifying number is 10 you show up and you've got 10 people. Well, then Andrew Yang has 3 people. He doesn't qualify. Then what you do is you caucus with the Andrew Yang people and try to get them to come onto your team with the other people that qualify.
Got it.
That's the Iowa caucus.
It's very old school, and it is bull.
It's very old school.
What it is, I mean, I always thought it was sort of just like a straw poll almost to see kind of where the candidates stand at that moment.
It's so convoluted. And the fact that they're first and that they kiss everybody's ass out there doesn't make any sense to me at all. I think they ought to really do a one day. you know, national primaries. I think the whole thing is just, it's depressing. It's weighing on me, and it seems to me to be benefiting that you know who.
That's, right. Two quick takes before we get out of here. I know we talked about the Philly Flyers mascot Gritty, who was accused of getting a kid.
Right.
He was found innocent.
Yes.
But what I love is the fact that this is now essentially a non-story about a guy in a fur outfit. Listen to how sober and serious these Philadelphia anchors are, calling it breaking news.
This just in. Gritty, the mascot for the Flyers, will not be facing assault charges.
Police just made the announcement about the mascot. Gritty accused of punching that teenage boy during a photo session. But again, the breaking news. Detectives now say Gritty's behavior did not constitute assault.
Gritty. Breaking gritty. News.
Gritty. Gritty. Yeah, we go. Right to the airport. There we go.
This just in.
Gritty has been found not guilty of assault of a child.
Mike,
put back your
I'm on
fursuit.
Hold. Hold on a second. I gotta get those reports.
I'm sorry they hung up on me.
If Gritty had been found guilty, but they locked him up in the outfit.
Gritty.
He'd look good
Gritty
there.
Who ran the Iowa caucuses last night.
And also, Mike, big Google update. This is so cool.
Google has announced it'll be launching a new service that automatically mails users a monthly selection of pictures from their phone. They're calling it blackmail.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday.
Our thanks to Tony Perkins and Annie Yu. They are stars of the morning television program The Breakfast Club.
That's a great one.
Channel 9.
No,
get up, get up, DC.
Get up, DC.
Yes, get up, DC. Get up, DC.
Get up, DC.
It's
a little harsh. You know, they could call me. I'd give them a nice name for it, you know?
Well, it's not as rude as the original name, Shut Up, DC.
Shut Up, DC.
It's like, get up, DC.
They rejected the one I gave them. Mine was going to be Annie Yu and Tony Perkins star in What's That in the Corner of Your Eye? Anyway, we have to get out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow with the Dotson story. And I'm promoing it, because if I don't promo it, we're not going to do it. And I want to make sure we do that. And perhaps, yes, it's been a week. After we talked about him, we should at least find out if he's still engaged, you know, because I want to make sure that Rofo, oh, he's alive, Rob. I'm
we'll
sure
see.
He's alive.
We'll see. I haven't
saw
seen him
last
today.
Night.
Well, yeah, but that's
I just want to make sure
ago.
He didn't do that whole Pamela Anderson thing, you know. We don't want that happening. We'll
this
gotta get out of here.
Justin Rob Ford has divorced his hairdresser.
That's right, John Peters. We'll see you next time for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
I'm a phony! Just like you!